Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank y'all for tuning in. All the fans around the world, we love y'all.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, 12 minutes past the hour. Hour number one. This is the only hour we do on Saturdays. Of course, the Saturday show is a one-hour show. But Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, we do a two-hour show. That's right. Saturday and Sunday is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturday for an hour on these same channels. On Sunday for 2 hours on these same channels. Straight up, it's time to take it to the Bronx. We're taking the Bronx Bomber. I'm talking about boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Bomber. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Pedro. Happy New Year, sir. And to all the
Happy
listeners.
New Year. You know, somebody said to me, do some New Year's resolutions. But I still, you know, why should I do New Year's resolutions when I get disappointed with them? You know what I'm saying? Outside of, you know, I mean, so I said to myself, this year I'm sort of going to pass. Besides, if 2021 can't top 2020, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on resolutions a while back myself. I guess just try to do, you know, a little personal challenge, try to, you know, be a little bit better each day. You know, I think that's the best way to go. If you set, like, these unrealistic goals for yourself or these, it's like, if you don't hit the mark, then it's like, you know, what's the point of doing it? Just, you know, kind of like the Nike slogan, just do it, you know. You know what you have to do, and just put your best effort towards it.
Okay, boxing's PhD, straight to the point, the $64,000 yeah. question. Is Ryan Garcia the next Oscar De La Hoya?
Wow. I mean, that's a very high standard. Does he have the potential? Yes. Does he have Oscar's natural ability? I don't think so. I think Oscar was probably a little bit better fighter, you know, at this stage in his life. You know, Oscar was an Olympic gold medalist. You know, you can't buy that in the corner store. You know, Oscar is a bad dude. Probably could have even been better if he didn't have some outside distractions in his life. But Ryan Garcia is a very talented fighter in his own right, and he has the potential of being a bigger star outside of boxing than Oscar. You know, especially now with this era of social media that we live in, he's going to have to. At the end of the day, though, he's going to have to show and prove inside the ring.
You know, John Montez was a pretty good junior welterweight in the world of boxing. He reached the top 10. He fought Camacho, and that's his claim to fame, getting drilled by Camacho with one shot, I think, up there in Anchorage, Alaska. But I watched him and Oscar work out in the gym, and he was in the top 10, and Oscar was 17 years old. And Oscar lit him up so bad, I sort of turned away. In other words, we're talking ass-whooping. I mean, he was just... I mean, whoa! I mean, punishing shots, and this is a top 10 type of guy. And it was Oscar De La Hoya was sort of fighting like Sugar Ray Leonard and Alexis Arguello put together. He adapted his style since then, but as an amateur, I mean, I was blown away by Oscar. Now, I'm not trying to say Ryan's the golden boy per se, but I think he's at least the silver boy. And I think as we move forward, I think that, you know, I mean, he's had his problems in the gym and with Raleigh Romero and people like that. Maybe we'll get that clip rolling a little bit later. But outside of that, he's been flawless. I mean, that last fight, holy cow, man. I only scored one knockout in my entire life to where a guy went like that. I mean, and they just don't happen. You know what I'm saying? I think Ryan's special. And Hector Martinez is knocking him. And, you know, Hector only wants to bet against him, though, if I give him long odds. But the bottom line is Hector Martinez is knocking him. Everybody else is putting him in doubt. I just think that he has, like you said, the most potential of any athlete I've seen in the last 20 years.
Listen, you know, he's easy to knock. You know, of course, the guy, you know, he's a good-looking kid. You know, he's unproven, and yet, you know, he's getting a lot of attention. He is the Instagram heartthrob, you know. It's easy to be a hater against Ryan. And I myself, I wouldn't call myself a Garcia basher, but I have my doubts on how good he really is. You know, is he in the upper echelon to be mentioned with Teofimo Lopez, Lomachenko, Gervonta Davis, you know, he has to show it. He has to prove something to me. And I think today's fight against Luke Campbell is an excellent test. It's a crossroads fight for Campbell, who at one point, you know, he was considered to be the future of the lightweight division, you know, and things haven't gone his way. So it's kind of like a make or break fight for him. So he has that hunger, you know.
Okay. I'm looking at his resume. He lost to Linares. Outside of that, Hector Martinez brought up the same thing too. He's got all these knockouts, but these knockouts are against guys that are like prone to getting knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's beaten the guys he's supposed to have beaten. And even the Linares fight, remember, Linares has been around for a long time, a guy that has had issues with cuts. And the reason they took that fight is because they thought Linares was probably past his prime. And Linares beat him, you know. Close decision, you know, albeit. But nevertheless, I think Linares won cleanly. So Campbell kind of took a backward step. And then he had his moment against Lomachenko where he actually fought better than what most people anticipated. And that's where you kind of saw Lomachenko's skills maybe diminishing or probably time catching up to him. So that's what makes this fight so intriguing. You know, where is Luke Campbell in this stage of his career? Is he somebody, is he in between Linares, Lomachenko? Is he overrated, you know, with the gold medal? It's a great fight, you know. And Ryan Garcia's going to have to be at his best. Because he was saying that he said, don't blink, which means that he's looking to knock Luke Campbell out. Luke has shown a sturdy chin. So it's a really, really good fight.
Okay, speaking of Ryan Garcia, he did an interview with FightHype.com. Let's check that out.
And speaking of family, you have Canelo Alvarez and Oscar De La Hoya in your corner, your two biggest mentors in the sport right now. What are some of the key learnings that you've taken from both of them that you've kind of applied to your career and your life?
Just the amount of, you know, humility they have and how humble they are when they have so much, especially when it comes to Canelo. You know, I sometimes talk to Oscar, but not as much as Canelo. Obviously, I train with Canelo. But, you know, he's pulled me to the side and he's really taken me under his wing and showed me, you know, what to do. And I just respect somebody that has everything and still takes their time to really mentor a young fighter like me. And I hope to pass that on to one of, you know, a young fighter one day that I see potential and, you know, pay it forward.
Has it been weird for you kind of navigating the love triangle ever since Canelo split? I know you're in the same gym. Oscar's your promoter. Has that dynamic been weird for you?
I don't really get into that. I kind of just stay to myself and focus on my fights. And, you know, I want to accomplish my dreams. I can't be worrying about, you know, what's going on with who and who. I got to just worry about what I got going on.
Yeah, it's obviously strictly business, and as Canelo turns the page on his career, that actually opens the door and the seat for you to become the face of Golden Boy and the new star of their stable. Is that something that you're welcoming? Is that something you're going to take on moving forward in 2021 as you develop in your career?
Yeah, but I don't think I would say Golden Boy star. I would just say world boxing star. You know, I want to be one of the biggest fighters in the world, you know, and not just for Golden Boy, but for myself. That's my dream as a fighter, to, you know, become one of the greats, you know, one of the best fighters that's ever lived. That's my dream. So, you know, and I want to be one of the biggest fighters. So, you know, that comes with, one, promoting myself, two, you know, putting on great fights for the fans, leaving my heart out for the fans, for them to remember, and just to be as open as I can be for the people so they can feel everything. And hopefully people get inspired and they learn from what I put out there.
You talk about being open and wearing your heart on your sleeve. I think you're very transparent with your following as well too. And, you know, you're just not putting pictures up there or links, you know. I remember you saying you struggle with mental health issues, you know, you open up in ways probably some people might be afraid to. 2020 has been tough for a lot of people in different ways. How has that been difficult for you as far as overcoming your mental health issues?
I think I'm open the way I am because I know what it feels like. And I know that it's not a fun place to be at when you don't know what's going on. So I try to be, you know, as vulnerable as I can. And for that, it gives me strength. And with that strength, I give to other people so they don't have to go through the same things, you know. And I just try to help out younger kids because I know that if they, you know, hold it inside, it's just going to destroy them little by little without them noticing. And I want to give everybody, you know, advice and a good chance at what they want to do. And I want to show people that no matter what's going on inside, that there's a way to get through it and there's a way to still be the best you can be no matter what is going on. Because, you know, God gets his toughest battles to his strongest warriors. So. And that's what I want to get. And that's what I want to help out people figure out because I experienced it.
Those challenges that you've experienced, does it come with perhaps the pressure of having to succeed, having to live up to the expectations? Is that where some of those challenges you're having to face, is that where they come from?
Yeah, some stuff come from that. But, you know, just things that I think about is like, you know, in order to do anything great in life, there needs to be an amount of pressure. Whether you're making, you know, a diamond, how much pressure you need to make a diamond, how much pressure, you know, it's going to take for me to become a diamond in the ring. And it's going to take loads of pressure. So I need to embrace it because this is my moment. The more pressure there is, the better chance I have to becoming a great, there has to be greatness, but in order to achieve greatness, there has to be pressure. So I kind of take it like, all right, this is what I've been working for. Here's the pressure. Here it comes. I need to embrace it and go for it.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, King Ryan Garcia coming up in just a few hours on DAZN, D-A-Z-N. If you don't have it, you probably want to get it because I think he's the future of boxing. Some people don't think so, but I'm telling you, I think today, we'll see what happens after the fight, just like that. Luke Campbell, we'll talk about that just a little bit more after the break. Socrates Palmer is staying with us. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. Text us. Shoot me a text because, you know, some of you are, like, scared to come on the air. I'm afraid to call. I don't know what to say. All right, shoot me a text. The text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. We'll come back with the PhD of boxing, Socrates Palmer, right after the break.
Big time!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Talking about the Brit. Is he talking about the Brit? I'm talking about, of course, Luke Campbell taking on Ryan Garcia in a couple hours on DAZN. It's an early start time. I think it starts at noon Pacific time. That's right after the show. Of course, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So check it out on DAZN. Before I get to a prediction later from our boxing's PhD, I want to mention this. Today is a birthday. It would have been the 52nd birthday of Tommy the Duke Morrison. I last saw him in 1995 when they were stitching up a cut on his head in a hotel room in Kansas City, Missouri. He was victorious that night when he stopped Donovan Ruddock. A bit of a quick stoppage there with the referee, but straight up Ron Lipton was the referee. But he went 202-20 as an amateur, 48-3-1 as a pro, with 42 KOs. Straight up Tommy Duke Morrison, happy birthday. May he rest in peace. Now, let's go back to the Bronx and bring in the PhD of boxing, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Sock, I got to ask you, Sean Porter saying that they lowballed him and offered him $1 million to fight Terrence Crawford. Is that a lowball?
I would have to find out how much he made in his last fight. I think Sean Porter his plans, I could say, I think he played himself. I mean, $1 million is nothing to sneeze at. That's number one. Number two, I'm sure that fight would be on pay-per-view, so there would be some sort of incentives afterwards, you know, pay-per-view revenue. I think Sean Porter is full of it, just like most of the guys in PBC. They keep fighting in their own little bubble, you know, against basically the in-house fighters, and I think it's a joke. The same way Caleb Plant turned down a fight against Canelo several months ago. These guys, are they seeing that type of money at PBC to turn down those type of fights? I'm very surprised, especially Sean Porter, who out of that whole crew of welterweights is probably the oldest. You know, so his boxing clock is ticking. I'm very shocked. You get a chance to fight the number one, maybe the number one pound for pound fighter in the world, and you turn it down. That's a joke.
Ooh, number one pound for pound fighter in the world. Speaking of number one pound for pound, he used to be at one point in time. Maybe. At least people thought Triple G was a guy, 41-1-1. Of course, he won loss, and he won draw to Canelo Alvarez, 36 kills. Going to take on, looks like, Jaime Munguia, the Mexican from Tijuana, Mexico. Of course, 36-0, 29 Ks, former WBO 154-pound guy. A guy that hasn't shined, in my mind, at 160 pounds. What do you take on? What's your take on that?
It's a big step up for Jaime Munguia, who, you know, his biggest moment was when he beat the brakes off of Saddam Ali, who was really a smaller guy, really welterweight, you know, and he pounded him out pretty bad. Then he didn't look too good, you know, afterwards, and he fought the Japanese fighter, I forget his name. And he's kind of, I wouldn't say regressed, but, you know, he's had his moments of that. He looks pretty ordinary. He fought Spike O'Sullivan. So this would be a major step up in class. I know he's been training now with Eric Morales for about a year now. It's a real test against a guy that still showed that there's some threat on those tires, you know, the way Golovkin looked his last time out. So it's an interesting fight. I would probably still make Golovkin the favorite. You know, against a guy that's has potential, but very raw and inexperienced fighting at this world class level.
Okay, 2020 offered a lot of challenges to the world of boxing, of course, with the COVID virus, et cetera. But the two fighters of the year, it's the first time allegedly that Ring Magazine has shared the title fighter of the year. Teofimo Lopez, of course, the undefeated lightweight champion, come to us from Brooklyn, New York, via Honduras, and of course, the Gypsy. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion, also undefeated with that one draw to Deontay Wilder, of course, which he erased. Can anybody else make a claim to Fighter of the Year in 2020 besides those two guys?
I don't think so. I think they both had the most significant performances of the year. Tyson Fury, you know, I think clearly is the best heavyweight in the world. He soundly thrashed Deontay Wilder. Also, what he brings outside of boxing, I think you have to take into consideration his charisma, and, you know, he's got that crossover ability, you know, which is a great thing, especially if you're his promoter. And Teofimo Lopez, I mean, he beat the man who was the man. You know, he's the legit lightweight champion, unified, and I have no problems with them sharing the award. It's and especially in this weird year of boxing.
Back to Lomachenko, Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, having lost that lightweight title. He's been coming up with excuses after excuses after excuses. He sort of sounds like a little whining, you know what, but I'm not going to go that and say that on the air. But he wants to take on Tank Davis. Tank Davis says he wants to fight at 130. Lomachenko says he wants to stay at 135. Is there going to be a fight between these two guys, and what weight?
Well, if they fight, I would like to see it at 135. I'm surprised because Tank Davis has had issues making weight before. So I don't know if that's just a way of them saying no to the fight without looking like chumps. You know, I think that's what I'm thinking it is. why wouldn't you want to take that fight, right? Even if it's at 140, who cares? I mean, it's his opportunity.
I think Davis made his mark at 130 to be able to drop down to 130 and have that kind of power and the speed as well. Why not stay at 130? He was, I mean, I've always accused him of being chubby at 135.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's funny because Lomachenko is the naturally smaller guy. I mean, he turned pro at 122 pounds. So mm-hmm. I'm surprised that he wants to fight at the heavier weight. Maybe he doesn't have it anymore to make the sacrifice to drop down in weight. You know, hopefully, if there's enough money on the table, they can make the fight happen, I'm sure. And it would be a fascinating fight.
Okay, inside of a minute, champ, who wins tonight? Ryan Garcia or Luke Campbell, and how do you think?
Well, I would have to favor Ryan Garcia because of the intangible of being undefeated. I think that holds a lot of weight. Luke Campbell has lost before, and he knows how to lose already, and that could be a big difference. I'm picking Ryan with a knockout midway.
It's on DAZN, folks. DAZN starts right after the show, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, live on DAZN, Luke Campbell and Ryan Garcia. Sock, say hello to the family. We'll talk in a week. God bless you, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Blessings to you and to your family and all the listeners.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing. Before we go, I want to mention Manouk Akilpayan did that great interview with Ryan Garcia on FightHype.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk.